Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're focused on an undivided church and looking specifically at our role in living that undivided life. Living as a part of the body of Christ, living in unity with Christ and therefore with one another. And today we're going to look specifically at an undivided growth. Taking some time and looking this week at a passage out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And Paul's addressing some division. People had kind of lined up behind who had taught them, who they were most likely to listen to, their favorite teacher, you name it. They were kind of separating out into their own little groups and cliques and was really not being the witness for Christ that they were called to be, that they were designed to be. And so Paul addresses that in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 3. And today we're looking specifically at verse 6, where Paul says, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow." As I think about living within the body of Christ with undivided growth, it's important to notice that each part is important. But neither part does a lot of good if they're not working together, and neither part does any good if God isn't involved. In this specific verse, Paul is saying he planted the seed. I can plant seed all day long, but just planting seed doesn't really do a lot if nothing else happens. It says that Apollos watered. Well, I can go out and water the ground all day long, and all that will do is make it wet, unless something else happens, unless there's other activity that has already taken place and that continues to take place. But God can bring growth. He works through the seeds that we plant. He works through the ground that we water. He works through the things that He would have us to do. But so often, I'm getting error messages, sorry. But so often, He desires to involve us in His work, but there have been times throughout Scripture, times throughout history that, well, His work continues with or without our involvement. You see, this undivided growth requires those that plant seed, those that water, and those that continue to care for the plants as they grow, that continue to cultivate the ground, that continue to do the work that's necessary for a good harvest. And And an undivided growth is one that looks at every person that's a part of the body of Christ and values the part that they have. And sometimes we must encourage people to figure out their part, to recognize and understand how they fit in and what God would have them to do. Sometimes we need to encourage people to be able to see how what God has created them to do, what they're good at, fits into the body of Christ. But it's all valuable. It's all necessary. And I've known of churches that, well, they lose sight of that. And the growth suffers. And it seems like the larger we get as a body of Christ in a local community, the more intense the attacks of the enemy become. The more divided that he tries to get us to be. And throughout my generation, we've divided by music styles that we like. We've divided by staff members that we prefer. We've divided by all kinds of things. And we failed to realize that differences are often necessary so that everything that needs to be done is able to get done. But the great news about living with this undivided focus, about choosing to live as an undivided church, as an undivided body of Christ, is that our responsibility isn't the growth. Our Christian culture is filled with church growth experts and sales techniques and all kinds of things to try to persuade church leaders that if you only did things their way, the people would flock in. Unfortunately, many of them miss God's instructions that if we do things His way, if we lift up Jesus, He will draw people to Himself. And God says when we live as an undivided body, when we do the work God created in advance for us to do, He's the one that provides the growth. We don't have to manufacture growth within the church. We have to do the work God created us to do. We have to live with the love and unity that God has called us to in Christ. We have to be faithful in planting the seeds of the good news of Jesus. We have to be faithful in watering that seed. And I believe that really is all about loving people. That's what causes the good news of Jesus to grow in my life, is the love of people. Their care, their concern, their genuineness. And as we share the good news of Jesus, we love people in genuine ways. And then we watch. We wait. We continue to love. We do the work and God brings the growth. You see, when we do things according to our strength and our wisdom, and good things happen, many of us have a tendency to give ourselves the credit. When we do things according to God's plan, and when we realize fully that what we're doing doesn't make a lot of sense by the world standards, but it's obedient to God's word, and He brings the growth, and then He gets the credit. And I wonder what would happen in churches across the United States and churches around the world if we stepped back and said, God, what is it that you want me to do that benefits the body of Christ? And we put those blinders on. Not so that we can't see, but so that we can stay focused. Years ago, when I was a child growing up and a young teenager, our family has made maple syrup for a number of generations. And back in those days, we would gather the sap in horse-drawn tanks that we would take through the woods and empty the buckets that were hanging on trees that had collecting the sap. I always enjoyed that. I enjoyed driving the team of horses, and we would harness them up, and a part of their harness was the bridle that contained the bit that would go in their mouth to help direct them, but it would also contain blinders, flaps that would be on each side of their head at their eyes so that it would keep them focused forward, that they wouldn't not be able to see the distractions of the things that were beside them. And I think sometimes we hear the word blinders and we automatically think of something that keeps us from seeing anything. But when I think of it, I think of something that keeps us focused. And this undivided growth that God wants to bring about within His body requires that we stay focused on the task that is before us, and that we allow others to stay focused on the task that is before them, and that we realize that it actually works together so that God can bring about growth. Today, as we spend time praying, I want us to focus on growth. Not growth by our means or our methods or our strength, but growth that comes when we live and work with an undivided focus. Growth that comes when we allow God to do His work, even as we do ours. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so full and so complete that you've given us purpose by creating us in unique ways for unique work that not only benefits others, but relies on others to do their work as well. And Father, you take the things that you've called us to do, you take the things that you've equipped us to do, and you weave them together in a way that brings growth. Father, sometimes that growth is within us personally. We mature and we become more like Christ. But often as we plant the seeds of the gospel, as we water that seed with love and compassion, as we care for people that seed of the gospel has been planted into, you bring about growth within your body. You bring about kingdom growth. Father, as the early church grew following the day of Pentecost, as Peter proclaimed the gospel and many responded, we continually read that line that you added to the church daily those that were being saved. That it wasn't a work of the apostles or those Christian leaders. Their work was the faithfulness in sharing the good news of Jesus. Their work was the faithfulness in loving people and having compassion. But your work was bringing about the growth. So God, today I pray that you would help us to stay focused. That we would put on those spiritual blinders that keep us from being distracted by things that aren't our business, by things that aren't our responsibility, by things that the enemy wants to use to divide us. Father, that we would seek you and that we would know those good works that you created in advance for us to do. You would help us to value the work that others do. Sometimes the seed planting looks different than the seed watering. And in our comparison culture, we like to decide that what we're doing is more important than what anyone else is doing. And in your kingdom, that's not true. So God, help us to value one another, to realize that each work is important, that each person plays a part in the work, in the full work that needs done, and that our working together is still only part of the equation, that it's working together under your headship. It's working together for your glory. It's working together for the kingdom. It's working together as we look to you to provide the growth. The growth personally, the growth as a body, the growth as your kingdom. God, today may we live with a greater desire for undivided growth. And may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.